This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Government has approved the continuation of the integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Tur, Odad and Masoor pulses under the price support scheme, equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later addressing the media in Mumbai, the finance minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs. The minister highlighted that India now has an environment where investments are yielding good returns. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual, DBIM, in New Delhi today as part of its efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. These identities are as logos, color palettes, typography, and imagery, as well as verbal identities like brand voice, messaging frameworks, and taglines. The ministry said that the primary objective of the DBIM is to create a unified and consistent digital brand for the Government of India. To mark this milestone, first Chief Information Commissioner's CIO Conference 2025 will also be held today in New Delhi. India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged a growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industries data released yesterday, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April-January in current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were at around $602 billion. Merchandise trade deficit during this period was at around $243 billion. India's smartphone exports surged by 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from their Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding figure of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 2 days official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar also held bilateral talks with Amir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in New Delhi. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Senior American and Russian officials, including country's top diplomats, will hold talks in Saudi Arabia today on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. In the Women's Premier League 2025, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.